Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week 10 of 100 days to 100Ks. I am 4 weeks out. Within a month, I'm going to be running a 100-kilometer ultra marathon down in the Blue Mountains, and training is well and truly on its way. I feel like I probably could be training more, but you're going to hear a bit more about it. In this episode, I'm also going to talk about my hydration tactics in this episode very shortly. This week is very special, actually. So the Good Human Factory, the mental health organization that I run, really trying to just create a bit of noise, create a bit of a movement that you guys can be involved in by spreading positive messages with our merchandise, by running mental well-being workshops with high schools, with corporate groups, and with sporting clubs, and also having different communities and activations to just try and shift the perspective around mental health. That's what we do at the Good Human Factory. So why it's a special week for winter, I'm doing something a bit different with our winter merch drop. I always overstock my merch because I feel like more people are going to pick it up than I anticipate. So this year I'm doing it a little bit differently. I'm doing a pre-sale. So if you want to learn and see all of the really cool new designs we have for this winter for our merchandise, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. If you're someone who listens to this podcast regularly, if you're inspired by the Good Human Factory and trying to take mental health into your community and bring a bit of a positive light, make it a bit cooler, then you're going to love our merchandise. We have two new hoodies for this winter. We have the receipt hoodie, which has a little logo that says it costs nothing to be a good human, and then goes through a little shopping receipt that says gratitude, kindness, mindfulness, empathy, and love, and shows that they all cost nothing and then encourages people to, add them into their lives. You can go and check out that design over on our social media at The Good Human Factory or on the website. Plus also the Be Kind to Your Mind, our bestseller. These both in our t-shirts in summer went very quickly, both sold out, and I would love for you all to check out the winter version of them, the hoodie, plus a restock of the shirts for winter. So if you head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, you can use the code podcast and grab some of the merch. It's only going to be available until this Thursday, the 25th of April, and then that's going to be it. I'm going to be getting them all printed. They're going to be out to you within 2 weeks, and a really good way to help us spread the positivity around your community, and a really good way to support the work that I do. So if you haven't already, head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, use the code podcast. You're going to get a big 25% off that merch as well. And just a really good way to support what we're doing here and also spread that positive message around your community. Also, if you're enjoying this running content and you yourself want to get into running and you need a new pair of shoes, you need some equipment to take you on your journey, then make sure you head into Wild Earth Australia. So I've teamed up with Wild Earth to prepare for the UTA 100-kilometer ultra marathon. And I've been getting all of my equipment from in there. I've got all my shoes, all of my nutrition equipment, all of my gels and also hydration stuff. I've been picking up at Wild Earth. So if you want to get a discount price for every time you shop at Wild Earth, no matter whether it's on sale or not, you can sign up to their Wild Earth wallet pass. If you click the link in the show notes, it's going to take you to a little form to sign up. It takes you about 5 seconds. When you put in what club you're joining, put in the Good Humans Pod, and you're going to be getting a discount code, a little thing that you're going to add into your wallet on your phone, or you're going to have an account for online. You can head over to wildearth.com.au and pick up any of your running and hiking equipment and make sure you use that little Wild Earth wallet pass to get a discount every single time. Okay, my run. Let's talk about some hydration this week. So hydration is something that is very important, obviously, for our running, making sure we have an intake of liquids, whether it be just water or electrolytes and everything else in between. So for me, for my run, especially once you start getting into endurance races, I've found that once I get over that 1 hour mark, it's so important for me to be hydrating and to be getting in more than just water. So the way that I do my nutrition is a bit like this. The first thing is making sure that I'm well hydrated before the race, making sure I'm drinking enough water, making sure I'm getting enough in hydrolytes and electrolytes along with the water, which is replenishing the electrolytes that are lost through sweat. So electrolytes like sodium, potassium, and magnesium are essential for maintaining proper hydration and muscle function. The way that Lauren Nash, the nutritionist who I had on the podcast a few weeks back, described it to me is when you have electrolytes in your body, in your stomach, it's just a quicker way for it to get into your bloodstream and hydrate you. By when we sweat, when we run, we lose a lot of these electrolytes, and it's so important to replenish them through the liquids that we drink. So I've been using a few different hydrolytes. Well, one of them is Hydrolyte, the brand, but also another one called Drink Hyro, a new electrolyte mix that has just hit the market. A good friend of mine has launched, Steve Chapman and also Tay Bird, some friends of mine. They've just launched a new hydrolyte mix, or hydration mix, which I absolutely love, called Drink Hyro. But the main thing I think when it comes to hydration is a little bit about when I should be drinking. So I've noticed that when I drink throughout my run, it just helps me stay, just feeling good. If I'm not drinking enough liquid, I feel like I just crash and burn and feel like I've burnt out really quickly. So for me, I try and have 500 ml liquid little drink bottle on one side of my chest and a 500 ml drink bottle that has not just water, but has hydration, and also a trail brew mix, which has carbs in it as well, have been really important to me. So every hour, I try and drink 500 mils of water and 500 mils of the electrolyte mix. That way I'm staying ahead of my hydration. And that's something that I've been taught by pretty much everyone I've spoken to, is you just want to keep sipping your water the whole way through, not wait until you feel thirsty, because that usually means it's too late. So for me, I've been trying to make sure I get in that 500 ml of water, 500 ml of electrolyte mix every hour. And a way to sort of keep on top of and understand where your hydration at is to check your urine color. If your urine is pretty yellow, it means that you're dehydrated. So I'm going to be trying to make sure that my liquid and my urine is pretty close to clear. So that way, I mean, I'm ahead of my hydration and I'm not getting caught in a place where I need to rehydrate from being dehydrated. So that's a few things with my hydration, making sure I add in a hydrolyte or a electrolyte mix into one of my drink bottles, and then having water for my other one, and then making sure I stay ahead of my hydration, making sure I'm sipping water, sipping hydration mix the whole way through my race, every hour, making sure I get enough down, because if I'm behind on that, I know that it's going to catch up to me. I'm going to be dehydrated and it's going to be really hard to catch up. A few little things to listen for, I guess, pay attention to the body's signals of dehydration. So if I'm feeling dizzy, nauseous, cramps, they're usually a pretty good sign of dehydration or an electrolyte imbalance. So that's important for me with my racing, nutrition, and hydration as well. So go back and listen to the episode I did with Lauren Nash, or listen to the episode I did with Lucy Bartholomew. They give a really good breakdown of the importance of staying ahead of hydration and making sure that there's a good mix between fluids while I'm doing my race. All right, my running this week has been, to be honest, not as much as I would have hoped for. I had a very busy week and I just felt a little bit exhausted, and I felt like potentially injury could have been coming on if I took it any harder than I did. So I was away for the start of the week at a retreat with Emma Murray doing high performance mindfulness, where I had a pretty jam-packed schedule. So Monday, I took the whole day off. I was really busy doing other stuff. We did some nice yoga and some movement stuff, which was nice to get the body sort of stretched out and feeling nice and fresh. Did some breath work and meditation. On Tuesday, I had a little half an hour window to get a run in, so I did a nice 5 kilometers just to get the body moving. Nothing too strenuous, but a good way to kick the week off and get the body into a little bit of running. Wednesday, I finished the retreat. I then had to go to Brisbane in the afternoon to run a wellbeing workshop for some Westpac employees, which was really cool. But I had a quick little hour to squeeze in. I did a 7 or 8K run around Burley Headland, which was good to get a bit of hills in, but just once again to get some Ks through the legs with very limited time that I had. Thursday came around. I had to go to Sydney for the day for a big day of work with the Butterfly Foundation. My flight was at like 9 a.m. So I did get to Project PB on Thursday morning for 5 a.m. run club, where we did a few, what were they? We did 400 meter laps where we're going as hard as we could with a 1 minute rest. Ended up doing about 7Ks that morning with a few kilometers of cool down and warm up, which was really nice. Got the pace up to about 3:30 or 3:40 kilometers for the 400 meter splits, which was pretty fast for me. But yeah, good to just build into that pace. Friday came around and I literally didn't get home from Sydney until late at night. So I had a bit of a sleep in and I had a rest day penciled into my calendar, which I really needed. I felt really flat. I felt like I was almost getting a bit sick this week and not, feeling at my best. So I took Friday off. Saturday came around and I had to do my long run. So I went out to the Apple Tree Stairs, which is up near Springbrook National Park. Did a solid 20 kilometers, did 3 hours of running there, lots of elevation as well. So that was my long run for the week. And I actually had penciled in on Sunday to get another somewhat long run in, another 12, 15 Ks in. But the weather was pretty dreadful, pouring rain, not great here on the Gold Coast. And I felt like I was getting kind of sick. And as much as I wanted to get back up to that 60 kilometer mark, which was the week before, I only got 40 kilometers in this week. I just felt like I needed to rest. I needed to let the body reconfigure how I was feeling and refocus, because this next 2 weeks is going to be two big weeks of building heading into, my last week of deloading before the run. So didn't get it as much as I wanted in, trying to be really kind to myself, to be honest, because I did have in my schedule that I was meant to get another 60 kilometer week in. I only got 40 in, but yeah, I just listened to the body. I still got obviously a few good runs in, but not as much as I would have liked, which has got me fired up for this week. I have a week where I don't have to travel this week, which is really nice. And up until, Friday, I do actually go to Melbourne, but this week at home, Monday to Friday, I'm going to be home. So I'm going to try and click over plenty of kilometers this week. And yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. So thanks for tuning in. If you're enjoying this running updates, make sure you follow me on social media at Cooper Chapman. Go check out the Good Human Factor on Instagram. And lastly, make sure you go and check out the merch this week, because it's going to be the only week you can pick up some Good Human Factory winter merch. I love all the support. I love all of you spreading the message and helping me make the mental health of Australia a little bit better. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure you hit like or subscribe. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.